Bodybuilding is fast and easy. Advice for girls only. Well, the boys screwed it all up because they didn't take time to think about what they were doing and instead started showing off with what they had. Showing off, sometimes called ego lifting, or as I call it, "Hey brah, look how heavy I'm lifting for 9 seconds," works. But it only works once. So whatever it is that they are up to will only work up to a certain point, and then have them hit a plateau. They won't know why, because they don't know they did it wrong, so they'll just keep doing the same thing, hoping for more. That will never happen. And people who do it wrong every day do adapt slowly, because they are adding that everyday component to doing it wrong. So it is something, but it's still very slow. The most horrible thing about doing it wrong is that too heavy means that they can't lift for long enough. And if they can't lift for long enough, they just get stuck on a plateau. I once tried to explain that 30 seconds per hand for 15 seconds has a meaningful equivalent somewhere in the 5 pound per hand range, where they can lift for long enough. But, you know, lifting heavy also does nothing for their endurance. And endurance is what joggers figured out, what joggers made an art form out of. So the 30 pounds per hand for 15 seconds person now has to go jogging with dumbbells until they build up an hour's worth of endurance, at which point I'm concerned that someone will just yell at me because I'm interrupting their workout. The people who lift for 30 seconds, jogging with 3 or 5 pounds for an hour is like aerobics. It doesn't do anything for them. They won't understand that this is about building endurance to lift light for long enough. Even you can see now how this explanation of what they did wrong zigzags all over the place, but also away from that notion of lift heavy to get big, and heavier to get bigger. And again, joggers reveal what bodybuilding really is. But no one sees it because joggers tend to go faster rather than add more weight. But what you can see is their legs quickly adapting to lift their body weight for 1 hour non-stop as they build up that hour's worth of just standard jogging endurance. It's a sacred ritual that each jogger performs, the slow elimination of rest. So let us get started the right way, from the beginning. Here is what bodybuilding really looks like. Get your body to jog slowly for 1 hour, watch your knees, and take your time to eliminate the rest periods. You aren't the one who decides how long it takes, it's your body. When you can run for an hour non-stop, don't try to run faster. Start jogging with dumbbells. And again, work your way up to that hour. Use neoprene-coated dumbbells so that you don't stain your clothes with rust that forms from sweat. When you are able to run for an hour with 3 pounds, slowly switch to 5 pounds. Mix the two together. And then let your body adapt to that. And then switch to 7.5 pounds for an hour, which is a total of 15 pounds and a lot of weight to carry. It will take a while to adapt to that. Jogging with 7.5 pounds per hand will do a lot for you. And usually this is where you come to the gym and dance. Dancing while performing standing dumbbell exercises
is more than carrying dumbbells while jogging. More muscles are involved. The 3 or 4 standing dumbbell exercises that you can perform safely while dancing will affect your entire body, legs, abdominal, back, and arms. It looks just like aerobics, but this is a crazy powerful full-body workout because you're pushing your limits and asking your body to adapt, and will continue doing so until you are satisfied with the results.
Personally, I very slowly made it up to 17.5 pounds per hand for 2 hours to pop music, which is rather fast, and then 1 more hour to slower country with 20 pounds per hand. I kind of warm up my back this way. So I'm dancing with a total of 35 to 40 pounds for 3 hours, 5 days a week, without really any stopping. I stop to sip water. I look exactly like that sounds, and I will not be going past 20 pounds. Heads up, there is a couple of very, very important tricks that you must follow. Fresh music is an absolute must. I now wear dinky wireless, but I miss my over-the-ear bass headphones that cancelled out all the sounds. It was easier to focus this way, and often I would wear earplugs beneath, at least at first, so that gym music wouldn't leak through to my quiet songs. And it is not just fresh music. You need to move to it. One beat up, next beat down. This synchronization helps you enter a dance trance that makes time pass faster.
Somewhat comically, without synchronizing to music, your 3-hour workout may feel like 4 hours. With music synchronization, with entering that dance trance, each hour just feels like 2 minutes. Because, well, you kind of do 2 minutes of thinking every hour, so you're relaxing and you're zonked out and you're lifting nonstop and nothing hurts because you are lifting the correct weight, just enough to adapt without overwhelming your body. You see what that sounds like and how different that is from lifting maximum for 9 seconds. It's pretty funny, but it's actually also sad because, you know, we do age and you can hold back aging with bodybuilding. And when people don't take the time to figure it out, they just kind of miss the opportunity to stay young for a few more decades. But you will also need to find a nice distraction-free and horrible smell-free gym. You need to be able to focus. And now, as you go up in weight, remember to switch to slower music to give yourself a little bit more room. 90s country is a lifesaver. The second thing is that it's very important that you never ever go up by more than 2.5 pounds per hand, and 2.5 pounds is the maximum. As you go up higher past 5 pounds, things get a little bit more challenging. To cover the distance between 5 and 7.5, use wrist weights. Slowly work your way up to that 7.5. Going up by 5 pounds is just not really possible, especially later on. Our bodies are not made that way. I don't think it's very realistic for our bodies to try to go up from 5 pounds per hand to 10 pounds per hand while lifting for an hour. Stick with the 5-pound dumbbells and add an extra pound, and then 1.5 pounds
via wrist weights. It is a lot easier to go to 5.5, 6, 6.5, 7, and then finally use the 7.5-pound dumbbells.
You're not trying to crush your body.
You are asking your body to adapt
to a new, challenging lifestyle of some extra dance pounds.
Here is the shortest possible advice that I was able to come up with, if you just skip to the end.
Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more. And never, ever, ever lift so heavy that you are forced to stop.
You can see now how jogging endurance is the secret driver behind all of this.
If you have to stop, it's too heavy.
That hour-long movement is the base requirement for fast bodybuilding. In a word, it's where you build from, by dancing with eventually and ever heavier dumbbells.